USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars, where Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic energy resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
According to the most recent AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.84 a gallon. Last year, over the 4th of July, it was $3.12 a gallon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
More of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. The Pentagon announcing a new $820 million aid package. So far, the Biden administration has sent just under $7 billion to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A court in Oklahoma is granting the Attorney General's request to set execution dates for 25 death row inmates. They lost their federal lawsuit challenging the state's lethal injection protocol and have exhausted their appeals. The executions will be carried out at least 4 weeks apart through the end of 2024. A new report sheds some light on how many Americans are overweight.
Americans getting ready to have a big July 4th barbecue this weekend may not want to hear about just how big we're getting. Around 4 in 10 adults, or 70 million Americans, are now classified as obese. Health is the biggest concern for large Americans, but studies also show weight plays a significant role in hiring and promotions in the workplace. Overweight Americans say they've watched as less capable, skinnier coworkers are moved up the hiring chain. There's little those workers can do to fight back, because discriminating against an employee because they're overweight is still legal in most places nationwide. The weight loss industry continues to cash in on the weight gains as well. Last year, weight loss companies like Weight Watchers and Nutrisystem collectively did more than $58 billion in sales. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This weekend's NASCAR and Xfinity races are taking place in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.